Okay, we welcome you to Prayer Connect.
我们欢迎大家参加祷告连结。
This is July 14th, 2011 in North America, July 15th in Asia.
今天是北美时间2011年的7月14号,在亚洲是7月15号。
And for my family and I, we've been in Asia for almost a month now. We're getting very, very comfortable here.
我和我的家人现在在台湾已经差不多一个月之久，我们已经开始越来越适应了。
And we just thank the Lord for His grace that our entire family is really enjoying this time of being here in Asia with a new experience and just seeing God's work connecting His kingdom.
那我们为神给我们这样的恩典，让我们全家一起能够在台湾有这样的一个很新鲜的一个经历，能够在这边看到神的工作。
We're very thankful for all the intercession that's going on around the world covering us.
我们对在全球各地为我们所付上的代祷，我们非常的感恩。
And we are also very thankful for. Yeah, we're also very thankful for the generosity and the sweetness of the Taiwan, the people here in Taiwan, in accommodating us.
我们也为在台湾这边的众人向我们所显的慷慨和他们的这样子的热情，我们非常的感恩。
The Lord is doing some great works of connection and bringing destiny, bringing a kingdom destiny to key peoples that He's raising up here.
那神做非常奇妙的连结的工作。也把他神国度的这样子的命定带到许多关键的人士的生命当中。
As I have shared a few weeks ago, this is really a process of contention. It is really a war here to bring the kingdom realization to God's people.
就好像我在几个星期以前所分享的，这的确是一场争夺战。是一个战争，是要把神国的一个真实要带下来的这样的一个征战。
So we ask that you continue to pray and intercede for us.
所以请求大家继续的来为我们代祷。
And this is why we persist every single week, at least once we would need to get together to pray on behalf of our work.
这就是为什么在我们工作进行的同时，我们至少一个星期一次，我们坚持和大家有这样子的连接。
And, so before we go into a short sharing today, I'd like to just ask the pastor, our senior pastor, our apostolic covering to give us an opening blessing.
好，在我们开始今天的分享之前，我们请我们的这个主任牧师，我们的使徒性的权柄来为我们做祝福的祷告。
我们一起来祷告。天父，我们感谢你，因为你是掌权的主，一切的权柄从你那儿来，因为天上地下所有的权柄你从死里复活以后就得胜了。感谢主。主，你都是你要命就命定了。主，你立就立掉。感谢主，因为开了门没有人关，你关了门没有人开，一切的权柄都在于你。今天你恩召我们圣徒来奉你的名在地上所行所做，你就与我们同在。我们地上捆绑的天上也要捆绑，地上释放的天上也要释放。阴间的门不能胜过这个。感谢主，你今天赐给你你的教会在地上成就这样大的事，要为的是来最大的荣耀和收割。要来在最黑暗当中要发出最大的荣耀和见证出来。谢谢主，你兴起不可能的事，在人的生命当中，生命水的河一流，人就改变，感谢主，像王弟兄这样的人会越来越多，成就神要托付的事上，能够来完成你的事意旨意，在地上如同天上一样。谢谢主，现在我们一起在各地全球在这样来连结的时候，连结祷告的时候，你自己的灵就 来充满，来引导，来启示啊！谢谢主，这样祷告祝福，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
Amen. One of the things the Lord has got me thinking a lot lately is how people make decisions, how we make decisions in our lives.
最近哈，神让我一起哈思考的一件事情就是人哈做决定。
And you know, one of the things that I came to realize is that one of the key decision drivers in our lives is how we perceive the future, how we think the future is going to be.
那有一件事我意识到，就是说我们怎么样来做我们的决定，它关乎到说我们怎么样来预测我们的未来。
Yeah, so what we believe about the future is going to determine what we will do today, what we will decide to do today.
那我们对未来有怎样的信念，相信会是怎样的，它会决定我们今天如何做决定。
And in my interaction with a lot of people in the marketplace, or even the church, I came to understand why is, you know, at least partially I came to understand why is it that the church today has such a hard time beginning to understand their kingdom destiny.
在我和职场也包括教会在互动的过程当中，我开始部分的了解说为什么对教会来讲去明白他这个国度的这样的一个命定是这样子的困难。
And I believe one of the difficulties come about because of a deception, as a deception that the devil has used to blind the eyes of believers about what the future holds for us.
我相信这个困难之一是因为仇敌放下了一种欺骗让我们没有办法去了解说到底未来是怎样的。
And so, and because of this distorted view of what we believe the future holds, it has a huge impact on us today on whether we will or will not build God's kingdom.
所以对着未来的这样子的一个看见，影响到说我们今天是我们是不是要这样子来建造神的国度。
And this distorted view, what is this distorted view? It really is a view that that says the earth, everything physical is dirty, and Jesus is going to come back and get rid of it.
那这种观点就是人们会认为说在这地上的一切都是污秽的，就当主耶稣再来的时候他会毁灭这一切。
And that what Christ cares about, the only thing Christ cares about is the spiritual things in our lives and the things of the physical, the things that we work for in the marketplace, you know, it's going to burn anyways, so it doesn't matter.
所以这种观点就认为说主耶稣唯一所这个在乎的就是那些这个属灵的所以以至于说我们今天在职场所建造的这些有形有体的物质性的东西这些最后都会被烧掉。
There's a prevailing belief in the church today.
在今天的教会有一个主导性的这样的一个信念。
Is that the kingdom of God is only about the spiritual things, and only the spiritual things matter. And anything that's physical, God is going to get rid of. It's going to burn.
所以只有属灵的这些东西才是这个关键的除了这个以外，其他这些物质性的都会被神烧毁。
Or anything that has to do with wealth and money and things that we work for so hard in the marketplace, they all do not matter. At the end, they're all going to burn.
或者是说我们今天我们所努力要去这个做的去成就的，比如说财富、金钱那这些东西都最终都会被这样子这个被烧掉。
And so, as I've been sharing the 10500 message with quite a number of people,
所以当我和相当多的人好像分享一万五百信息的时候
you know, speaking about building an economic arc in time's kingdom economy,
那讲到说来建造末世的方舟，就是神末世的这样的一个经济的体系。
And you know, bringing God's bringing the governance of Christ into the marketplace connection, a kingdom connection that the Lord wants to raise up in the marketplace.
那就是说在职场里边神要兴起的就是这样的一个职场的连结当中带下神自己的权柄。
So that we can get out of Babylon, and then we can bring about we can be a container for the great harvest.
以至于我们可以这样子离开巴比伦，我们可以成为盛装大收割的这样子的器皿。
Quite often I get a response that questions, you know, whether whether God really this is really God's will, because isn't God only concerned about the spiritual? Why are we thinking so much about the things of this world, the economies of this world?
许多时候呢，我会听到一些疑问人们会问问题，说是既然神要把今天这个世界上这些东西都毁灭掉的话，我们为什么会这么在乎在今天要来建立神国度的经济体系呢？
So if our belief is that only the spiritual things matter in the future, then today we would not care about anything of the physical. We would basically says let's just survive through this part, and then Jesus is gonna save everything when he comes back.
所以如果我们有这样子的这样子的一个信念这个相信说这些有形体的东西不重要那我们可以这样的越过这些主耶稣这样子再来就好了。
But I believe scripture tells us otherwise.
但我却相信圣经是这样子告诉我们的。
And that for a ark builder of this age, for a leader of a kingdom enterprise, we must have this proper scriptural view of what's going to happen in the future.
所以我们这些方舟的建造者，我们会需要对圣经有一个正确的这样的一个了解，一个看见。
And this scripture view is what I laid out in my notes this week.
那这样的一个对圣经的一个看见，就是我在这个星期的短信里面所列出的这些经文。
I list up five verses, and these are this is only a very partial list.
我在这个地方有列了五处的经文，但这只是这些经文当中的其中的一部分而已。
And they all have a central theme, a very basic central theme that speaks.Of God's kingdom agenda.
那这些经文都有一个这样子的一个很中心性的这样子一个贯穿的主题讲到神的国度的这样子的心意。
And this kingdom agenda is the bringing about the connection between heaven and earth.
那神这样子的一个国度的心意，或者讲说他的日程。就是要将天和地这样的做连接。
One of the verses that Mike Bickle always likes to use is Ephesians chapter 1, verse
10. 那其中的一个经文这个B Mike 牧师常常引用的就是以弗所书的第一章。
Is that when the time has reached their fulfillment?
讲到说，当日期满足的时候。
The purpose of Christ will come into effect. 神会彰显这个他在主耶稣里面所要这个所要做出来的事情，所要达到的这个目的。And what is that purpose? That purpose is to bring together all things, heaven and earth, under one head, under Jesus Christ.
那那样的这个目的是什么呢？就是神要让天上地下一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
It is not just to restore things of the spiritual, it's to restore things of heaven.
那不仅讲到说要来恢复在这个属灵的天上的事物。
But it's to bring both heaven, the spiritual, and earth, the physical, together under the jurisdiction, under the governance of Christ.
就是讲到要在耶稣基督的治理之下，使天上和地下的一切都合而为一。
In fact, what the scripture really says, clearly says, when Christ comes back,
现在很清楚的在圣经当中讲到说，当主耶稣再回来的时候，
Revelation 11:15 says that he is going to take over the kingdoms of this world.
在启示录第十一章第十五节讲到说，当他再来的时候，他要在这地上来掌管这地上的国。
He will not destroy the earth or its physical assets.
所以呢，他不是要来毁灭这个地球，或者讲到说这个物质性的这些资产。
But his intention is to apportion to us, to his children, responsibility over kingdom assets, over cities.
而他的意图是希望他的百姓能够这样子来掌管在这些地上的资产，甚至来掌管城市。
And he would do this according to how faithful we are.
那他会根据我们忠心的程度来这样子分派。
And so his intention is to bring his heavenly governance into the stewardship, into our stewardship over the earthly kingdoms.
所以神的意图是就要将他属天的这样子的治理在我们在这个地上的这个在这个地上的治理当中。
So this tells us that that the physical, the things of the physical, is very important to Jesus.
这就告诉我们这些有形体的东西对主耶稣来讲是非常重要的。
Although many things of the physical is very dirty today.
虽然在现今的这个世界当中有许多有形体的物质的东西是很污秽的。
But also remember, many things of the spiritual are also very dirty. It's not just because it's something spiritual, then it's clean.
但是我们要记得即使现在在灵界里边也有许多东西是污秽的，所以并不是说属灵的在灵界里的东西都是这个纯净的。
But what is important is not whether something is clean or unclean.
所以重要的事情不是说什么东西干净或者不干净。
What is important is whether we are that we are faithful stewards of making what we have clean, and whether God can entrust us with even greater assets so that He can start making it clean as He becomes the ruler of this world.
那重要的是当主耶稣成为这个世界的掌管者的时候那根据我们最忠心的程度，我们把这个因着我们已经洁净的，我们能够在我们所管理的范围让更多的东西能够被洁净。
So saying what I just said in the easier way.
我再用更这个简单一点的方式说表达。
What we do with our careers, with our physical assets today.
那就是说我们今天，是我们怎么样， 来这个管理我们的这个有形有体的资产，我们的事业。
Have two very significant implications for the future.
那对于未来有着两个非常重要的意义。
First is that it will become part of Christ's kingdom when he comes back.
那第一点呢，是当主耶稣再来的时候，他会成为神和国度当中的一部分。
And second of all, it will determine how well we manage these assets today will determine what Christ apportions to us as rulers over his physical kingdom in the future.
那第二点呢，是讲到说我们今天我们管理的这个会取决于说在未来的日子，因着我们今天的忠心的程度说那在未来的日子，我们和神一同作王掌权的时候，我们所能够去被分配的责任。
And in grasping this perspective, I believe it will make a night and day difference in our attitudes, in a way of stewarding the physical assets that God has given to us today.
那我想明白这样子的一个观念是对我们今天用什么样的一个态度来管理我们所拥有的资产会是一个非常这个对我们这样的一个态度有一个会是一个带来一个翻转。
Yes, we're not just here to survive.
我们今天不是单单的就求生存而已。
And waiting for Christ to come back and destroy all the physical dirtiness and that we float into the spirit.
我们不是等着说主耶稣再来的时候把地上的一切属物质的这些污秽的东西都除掉，然后我们就这个飞到这个灵界里。
But we have been called to be stewards of God's of the physical assets God has given to us.
我们被呼召要来管理神所赐给我们的这些有形体的资产。
And that we can begin the process today of bringing heaven and earth together.
以至于我们可以今天开始这样子的一个说让天地合一的一个过程。
Because that's what God has given to the church as her assignment.
因为这是神赐给教会的这样子的一个课题任务。
We're to let God's kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以愿神的国降临，愿他的旨意行在这地上，如同行在天上。
So I would like to ask that we would begin to intercede for this.For overcoming this stronghold today.
所以我希望请大家为着能够来胜过这样子的一个引领来代表。
Because I believe that this distortion of the future, this deception of the future, can make a lot of Christians very, very, very passive, and will cause them to focus.On the wrong priorities.
因为我相信这样的一个对未来的一种这个不正确欺骗性的这样子的一个这个信念，会使许多的基督徒今天非常的被动，而且让他们面对未来的时候他们会做优先顺序的时候会做错选择。
And so I'd like to ask that we begin to go into the spirit to intercede.For our network, for the 10500, to overcome this deception.
所以请大家进入到灵里边，为着15000的这样的一个网络，能够胜过这样子的一个蒙蔽和欺骗来代表。
And also pray that God will give us, all of us who are propagating this message, the authority.To speak this truth, to bring light to this truth to His people.
我们也求神能够赐给我们权柄 能够在人的生命当中将这样的一个真理的光能够发扬出来，能够把它宣扬出去。
So I asked that we would pray for these two things beginning this week, that God would that we would begin to break the stronghold of this deception.
所以我请大家这个星期特别为这两件事来代祷一个是为着能够去破除这样子的一个欺骗的营垒祷告。
And the second thing is that God will grant us authority. Grant us authority in our action and in our words to bring about His truth, to bring about the illumination of this light to His people.
那第二点就是求神赐给我们权柄，向他的百姓能够在行动在我们的话语当中能够带下这真理的光。
And the third thing I'd like to ask all of us to pray for today.
那第三点我也请大家为另外一件事祷告。
Is that is to ask God for wisdom to expand the work of this prayer connect network that God has given to us.
那也请大家来为神赐给我们的这样子的一个祷告连结的这样子的一个网络求神的智慧，看怎么能够把它扩展出去。
The Lord has given us the leading to develop regional groups in the weekly intercession that we have.
那神开始这样子来带领我们说看怎么样在区域性的能够做一些代祷的团队。
So I'd like to ask all of us here to begin to intercede for wisdom and to ask God to reveal to us His ways of how He wants to expand this fellowship.
所以我想请我们这个团队的成员来祈求神的智慧看说神的心意是要如何来做这样做这样子的扩展。
One last thing I'd like to ask all of us to pray for is to pray for Sister Tina Wang.
那还有最后一点我请大家来祷告的是为王金竹姐妹祷告。
Her physical health she's having a lot of challenge with her physical health especially in the last 2 weeks.
那在特别是在过去的两个星期那她的身体的健康情况遇到非常多的挑战。
I believe this is a large spiritual component to what she's going through.
那我相信在这当中有很大成分是属灵的因素。
Because some of the symptoms that she's manifesting is very similar to what I experienced last year, with my heart and physical weakness.
那因为她的身体所显出来的这些症状非常像我在去年的时候这个所有的那些身体上症状，比如说心脏方面的这样子，还有身体的这些软弱。
And the doctors cannot come up with anything really conclusive.
那医生呢却觉得说他们好像没有办法做什么样的诊断。
So we want to really lift her up in prayer as she's been a very vital part of supporting our work here in Taiwan for the 10500.
所以我想请这个特别为她来祷告，因为她在我们在台湾的工作是一个非常关键的一个部分。
Yes, without her, without her generosity and support, we could not have done many of the things that we were able to accomplish today.
因为如果没有她的慷慨和她的支持的话，我们今天所做的许多都是不可能成就的。
So let's also begin to contend for this territory of the physical health of our dear sister Tina.
所以请大家对着我们亲爱的这个金主姐妹身体来做这样子的征战的祷告。
So Lord, once again, we want to thank you and we want to bring before you our hearts.
我们再一次的，我们来感谢你，我们将我们的心放向你献上。
In this offering of our hearts, Lord, we want to consider all things for your kingdom, for your desire.
将我们的心献上的时候，我们要所有的思考的都是你自己的国度。
Lord, we ask that your spirit right now will illuminate us and we begin to stir our hearts in interceding on your behalf, on your kingdom's
behalf.
Lord, I ask that you would grant us even further illumination on how to begin to intercede and how to begin to contend for the territories of your kingdom.
Lord,
we thank you for giving us your words today, giving us your truth today, that you will giving us a direction to begin to focus our prayer into.
我们为着你赐下你的话语，能够赐给我们祷告的方向，我们向你献上感
恩。Lord, we just want to speak unto you as people that you have given the authority to move heaven from earth.
主，我们为着你赐给我们权柄的这个人群。诉说要让天能够这样的临到地上。
In authority, Lord, we want to speak a connection of heaven and earth upon 10,500 work that we're doing.
也为着我们拥有这样子的权柄，要来诉说说你属天的权柄要临到这地上，临到万物的王国。
That connection is to bring an understanding, an illumination of God's, of your truth, about your heart of connecting heaven and earth.
那这样子的一个连结，就是带下一个这个亮光，说看到说神你自己要让天和地连结的这样的一个心意。
And also, Lord, a demonstration of the power of heaven and earth connecting together.
同时我们要能够来来表达这样子一个天和地连结的这样子的一个能力，把它彰显出来。
Let that be a witness to your church and to the people of this world.
让它成为向着你的教会还有向着世人的见证。
In Jesus' name we pray.
主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. I'd like to invite you to just share your prayer with us right now.
现在邀请大家来分享你的祷告。
Because they're very encouraging to the people in the network.
那因为这对网络当中的弟兄姐妹是非常这个有鼓励性的。
So be sure to unmute your microphone as you pray.
请你特别注意你在祷告的时候为自己解除静音。
给我们这样机会与你同工每个人用祷告来连接这个祷告连到那神和羔羊的宝座上今天这个生命水的河接着众圣徒流出去这个将你的生命水流出去，生命的泉源来将扩展你自己的国度，好像天上一样地上天地都要联合在基督里头。这是你奇妙的作为，今天让我们分，哇，让我们每天真是由你的智慧来判断该做该决定的每一个时刻，每一个事情都来讨你的喜悦， 你的宝血在指责盖，求主继续地带领我们这个各地的连接祷告能够起来，好，那么特别是若许可，让我们以后能够更多的人参与这当中，有很多的小组性的或者这种这种分享能够一同来连接，各地兴起祷告的人成就神所托付的使命，求主这样的祝福使智慧的灵充满祝福的人充满，荣耀的人充满，见证的人充满恩典满满，让人的家再从家庭每个人的家庭使每一个人的事业以及每一个服事都有你的恩高高莫扩展，求主祝福，这样祷告奉耶稣的名，阿们。各位王立林弟兄，感谢主，还有一个心愿意来顺从你自己的圣灵，圣灵的流在他身上要扩展出去，主啊，求主你继续的从他的家庭事业服事蒙你的喜悦之外，主啊，使他的所有员工在你面前有很好的模型，做多成神1500的这种事业的这种这个扩展让这个事业为神的国度来做来经营这个媒体抓住人，许多人借着媒体不要被恶者来运用，而是让神来用谢谢主，这个权柄要夺回来，因为天上地下所有的权柄都在给你了，顺从你自己的权柄，让这个弟兄从这个地方扩展出去的时候，主啊，让他一生为你来做谢谢主，为每年姐妹来祷告，让他快快的释放无论是各地的需要，以及他的家庭，特别他的孙子是媳妇儿子，都能够被你来使用谢谢主，谢谢主让他完全释放神的灵充满让他追求神安排的万里，而且再一次遮盖神的这个旨意能够超过一切，能够得胜有余谢谢主。仰望你，身体有缺憾的都一一的医治谢谢主，他的灾福，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
哈利路亚，主，我们感谢你，赞美你，主啊，谢谢你。谢谢你在这末世兴起10500来，让我们看到这个末世是有盼望的。主，我们感谢你，真的是让我们知道，我们不仅能到天上来遇见你，我们也能在地上，主啊，来迎接你。主啊，我们也要来到你的面前来认，因着我们的软弱，我们让进到我们的里面。主啊，求你的保守洁净所有的污秽的思想。主啊，也求你扑挡所有的 stronghold 在我们的里面。主啊，愿真理的光继续的来带领，让我们更明白心，也让我们在不同的 position 当中能够坚守所做的功。主啊，让我们真的是能够所做的心里所想的，在这个末世是能合你心意的。也求你继续的赐下更多的亮光跟权柄来。主啊，让我们在跟职场上的弟兄姊妹分享这些信息的时候，主啊，能够打动他们的心，能够让他们看到这真理的光。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢你，耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
Lord, Lord, you spoke to us in your word in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.He said that we are to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. And to do that, with the weapons that you give, that you give to us, not with the weapons of the world, but the divine power to demolish, the weapon that has divine power to demolish strongholds. So Lord, we ask that you would grant a portion to your people, to the people who are being risen up in this age to build your ark, Lord, with this weapon, with the tools that, that and the authority that, that we need to bring about your truth and to demolish the strongholds that that are take that the strongholds that are holding people's thoughts and their hearts away from building your kingdom. So Lord, I ask that you would grant us an authority to speak destiny and to speak a vision. To allow these people, to allow the people that you've chosen for this this end time task, to see clearly what their role, what their call is today in connecting heaven and earth. Lord, I ask that, that you will grant us that authority, both in terms of revelation, also in terms of words, to be able to bring about that picture into these people's hearts, so that they can see clearly what your assignment for them in connecting heaven and earth is. Lord, breathe upon your people with the spiritual weapons. Breathe upon your people with that authority. And give us the move of your spirit. Give us the flow of your spirit that can bring about this vision, this understanding of destiny into the hearts of your people, into the hearts of those that you're raising up for this end time task. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 主如同在哥林多后书第十章上面所讲的，说我们好像在血气当中行事，是不是凭着血气征战？我们征战的兵器本不是凭血气的，乃是好在神面前有能力，可以攻破一切坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的啊那些和自高自大之事，好一切都攻破了。主，我们就求神你赐下这样子的权柄，主啊，赐给我们这样子的权柄，赐给我们这样子的兵器，我们要来来拆毁一切的营垒，那些在人的心中拦阻人这样子来完成神在幕后的时代的托付当中去拦阻他们完成神托付的这一切，主都求你来挪去。主啊，让我们能够在人的生命当中来诉说神你自己的命定，让他们看到在神你自己让人在天和地连结之间他所应该扮演的角色，他们所应该受召求神这样子的来赐福，赐给我们这样子的权利赐给我们这样子的在灵里征战的能力。
Yes, Lord, thank you. Lord, we also ask you to give us a special grace and a special strength as we bring about this message, that we would fear you more than we fear men, that we would consider your heart with greater, much greater measure than we've been considering the acceptance and the acceptance and receptivity of other people. Lord, let us be agents that bring about your truth and bring about a correcting, a realigning of people's hearts, so that what they think and what they work towards, it comes under the obedience to you, come under the obedience to Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 是的，我们求你特别赐下这样子的力量，赐下这样子的能力， 让我们向你存更多敬畏的心，让我们不惧怕你，让我们成为神你自己真理的使者，以及让人向着神你自己的心意能够完全的顺服。奉主耶稣的名。
我们这个时候特别为金竹黄金竹姊妹来祷告。主啊，你知道这是你所爱的使女在这个时代特殊所用的。主，她的健康上需要你自己的医治，特别身心灵都要医治，全家得着医治，全家得着释放，因为你的救恩已经来到她家，你的医治已经留在她里头，生命水的河已经这个水水的全生命全的泉源已经从它里头来要已经临到医治的恩膏已经临到荣耀的果实要结出来感谢赞美主，求主现在让他的身心灵都健康起来，特别在他的心脏以及心血管各方面都正常感谢主那么完全恢复，让他更有体力身心灵的体力都能够健康起来来服侍你在繁忙的当中靠着你的恩典能够来完成托付他的使命，求主这样的医治，也纪念其他弟兄姊妹那个谢瑞的妈妈在这个来到湾区那里特别你就保守让我们的姊妹也可以专心可以来服侍谢谢主，我们全家庭交在手中，求你施恩。主，我们也为很多的许多的同工无论是配偶或者家人还没有信主的，都能够快地能够进到你的允许的救恩里面谢谢主，我们这样仰望你，感谢赞美主，荣耀归给主，这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Lord, we ask you to change the tide of people's thinking that believing that the creation is that only the spiritual is good. And Lord, we know that after you created the heavens and the earth, you called it good. And you called all these material things very good. You even called man good.And so, Lord, we believe that has not changed. And Lord, we just speak against the spirit of Gnosticism, that the Hellenistic thinking that material things are bad, but only spiritual things are good, and that it will all burn away. Lord, rather, we know that you have created all good things, and that...these things are to glorify your name. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would purge this wrongful thinking in the church really bring a new appreciation for all creation, all material things that you've created, that these things can be used to glorify your name. So, especially in the church, Lord, we just ask you to break this heresy, Lord, that has...crept into the church over the millennia. So thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we believe that one day you will come and take over the physical earth, because Lord, this whole earth, every single rock, every single animal, human being, all the mountains and the oceans, they all belong to you. And Lord, you will make all things new.You will redeem not only man's soul, but you will redeem all creation, as your word says. So we speak that truth, that the church will, and every one of us will receive a new revelation of that, and that becomes the truth that sets us free. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 表示我们求神来释放人的思想，特别是在教会当中你来除去这些认为只有这个属灵的是好的这样子的错误的观念因为当你造这个世界的时候，当你造了物质界的时候，你说是好的那这样子的心意从起初都没有改变。我知道你在迎向千禧年的时候，当你再来的时候，你不光要这样子使人的灵魂得赎，你让这个世界再一次的这个有形有体的，无论是石头是人还是你所造的山水都能够被神你救这样子能够得赎回来所以你就要这样子来释放这样子的真理特别在教会当中除去这样子的谎言。奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
Can we ask Pastor Ty to give us the final benediction today?
请大牧师做最后的祝福祷告。
天父，我们感谢敬拜称颂归给你，我们各地奉你的名有声无声的祷告已经达到你的宝座前，是因着你的恩典和宝血这样的遮盖，感谢赞美主成全你自己的心意我们在地上这样的祷告虽然很微小，可是你就看重这样的祷告，你要让天上当众圣徒祷告的时候，你天上极尽两刻来听众圣徒的祷告。今天我们就看见你这样的专注我们的这样微小的祷告，要成全你自己的心意的时候，主，我们谢谢你这个完全的恩典，让我们能更珍惜这个彼此的代祷祝福加祝福，恩上加恩，利上加利，荣上加荣归给你。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠，父神的慈爱，圣灵的感动交通和祝福，常与我们众位同在，一直到永永远远。阿们。
阿们。
阿们。
Well, thank you for your connecting in today.
好，谢谢大家。好，今天和我们有缘。
And we have another full day of meetings today.
我今天有非常满满的一天哈，有许多的会议。
Actually, throughout the whole weekend, even into Monday afternoon. Our schedule is very packed.
其实是整个的周末一直到下个星期一的下午，我们整个的日程都排得非常的满。
But it brings us a lot of joy just to see how God connects His kingdom together and how we can work together as a family in seeing this happen.
但是也非常的高兴，说我们能够看见神在国度的。包括是我们这，特别是我们作为一个家庭，能够这样子参与，非常的高兴。
Yes, and continue to pray for us, and feel free to offer us anything God brings into your heart, any revelation that can encourage us.
好，请大家继续的为我们代祷。那如果神有赐给你怎样的这个启示能够带给我们鼓励的请跟我们分享。
So, thank you again, and we will see you next week.
好，再次的谢谢大家，我们下个星期再见。
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And Jenny, thank you. Thank you so much for your translation.
Okay, bye-bye.